That voice. A comfort and a constant. On Keith Nightingale's article, June, to me, every day is Flag Day. I was stationed with the Navy at Camp Tien Sha, Da Nang, Vietnam, from 1968 to 1970. I had the duty of taking down the U.S. flag at the end of the day. I look back on that as the proudest moment of my tour. James W. Hassel, St. Petersburg, Florida. This letter is to pay tribute to Colonel Keith Nightingale for his article, to which I sincerely click my heels together and give a highly respectful salute. His article, like the flag, brought personal comfort to me. It is odd to U.S. veterans of this particular war that the former enemy can have more regard for our service than did our fellow citizens when we came home, he wrote. That is an everlastingly true statement, and I know that he knows exactly why. Only the bad, negative reports sold newspapers. Only the ugly, bloody mistakes were printed. Sure, mistakes were made, honest mistakes that were twisted and distorted to make us look like villains. The media had access to all parts of the war and were determined to make our efforts look lame and disrespectful to the Vietnamese people, which simply wasn't the case. They knew they were painting an illusion, and they knew it sold. Dwight McMurray, Seymour, Tennessee. Criminal Minds. I just read the article by Louise Shelley, June. Previous news reports on the subject have always left me with so many questions as to how ISIS came about, how it was funded, where it recruited. I found all the answers in this article. Hopefully the White House will take a look at this piece and figure out that the war against this enemy cannot be won on the battlefield alone. Tom Gallucci, Rockville Center, New York. The articles, The World's Number One Enemy, April, and Criminal Minds, June, provide very helpful background information to the present crisis with the Islamic State. In my opinion, however, Shelley didn't go far enough back in looking for the source of ISIS. It lies in the misguided decision by the second Bush administration to invade Iraq a second time. President George H.W. Bush had the wisdom during the Gulf War to leave Saddam Hussein's regime intact, realizing the important balance of power and stability that it provided in the region. Not so for his son, who was intent on toppling Hussein, despite his counterterrorism czar, Richard Clark, telling him there was no justification for doing so. That fact provides an important prelude to Shelley's excellent reporting. John Miller, Fairfield, Iowa. Louise Shelley's analysis and recommendations reaffirm the notion that terrorism has to be funded by someone. In my view, we are facing a worldwide insurgency that has to have financing to survive. After 24 years in the Navy and 3 tours in Southwest Asia, I have become convinced that a sound strategic plan to combat terrorism must include a coalition of governments taking action to stop criminal activities used to fund the insurgency. We are in for a long-term struggle of will against extremists who are prepared to die to destroy us. Shelley provides a well-thought-out and coherent strategy for dealing with a global problem. However, I am not sure that anyone trying to fight this war is listening. Paul Matheny, Fayetteville, Tennessee. Gay marriage and the Constitution. I found the debate on the constitutional right to gay marriage interesting. Big issues, June. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it mention gender identity confusion or sexual choice. The efforts of the liberal community to make homosexuals a protected class have ramped up since President Obama changed his mind on this issue after he was reelected and came out in support of gay marriage. Only a handful of states have actually voted for gay marriage. Most that now allow it were forced into it by liberal federal judges. Supporting gay marriage means condoning a dangerous lifestyle choice. Frankly, I am amazed we are even having this conversation. Joey Ford, Tampa, Florida. A basic human right like marrying the person you love should not be left up to a popular vote in each state. The Constitution is designed to protect the minority against the tyranny of the majority, which has precluded marriage for decades by use of amendments to state constitutions and other legal barriers. Gays and lesbians have proudly served in uniform for the duration of our armed forces, and to deny them the right to marry is discrimination, pure and simple. Several courts have come to that conclusion, including the Supreme Court in United States v. Windsor. Hopefully it will settle this fundamental question once and for all. Lucy Young, Stanley, North Carolina. The Legionnaire Who Changed the World. Thank you for the article on past National Commander Harry Colmery, June. The GI Bill was one of the greatest things to ever happen in our great nation. My brother Andy, who was the first in our family to attend college, used it to enter the University of Richmond. He went on to a successful career after completing his degree in business administration, and I attended Navy OCS after graduating from the University of Richmond myself. My cousin, Billy Pierce, used the GI Bill to attend Juilliard in New York. He had a successful career as a soloist, voice teacher, and operator of a summer music camp. Andy and Billy, now 90, live in separate assisted living facilities in Florida. Their bodies are weak, but their minds are sharp. I mailed copies of the Colmery article to both. Walter Dunn Tucker, Richmond, Virginia. As a beneficiary of the GI Bill, which paid for most of my college and law school, I have many times wondered if any of that would have been possible otherwise. A belated but most sincere thanks to Harry Colmery and the American Legion. John A. MacPhail, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. My father always told me that the GI Bill was the best program ever offered by the federal government. He was drafted into the Navy and served as a welder on a troop ship from late 1944 to 1946. The GI Bill allowed him, a poor kid raised in an orphanage, to go to college and return to the service as an Air Force pilot. Certainly this was a great tribute to Harry Colmery and how he changed not only my father's life, but generations of returning veterans. Stan Wise, Marietta, Georgia. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206, magazine@legion.org.